This is Coast Radio News for Friday, January 17th, 2020. I'm George Henry. A 39-year-old commercial fisherman from Winchester Bay will serve 18 months in federal prison after pleading guilty to assault. Brandon Michael Vanderplog will also serve 2 years supervised release for assaulting his then-girlfriend while operating a commercial vessel under the influence of alcohol. It happened 17 nautical miles off the Oregon coast, which meant that Vanderplog was under maritime jurisdiction of the U.S., according to court documents. The U.S. Coast Guard responded on August 16, 2018. Upon boarding the boat, they witnessed the victim with a 3-inch laceration on her right cheek. She also suffered a depressed nasal fracture and multiple contusions to her knees and arms and a cervical strain. Coast Guard crewmen noticed a distinct smell of alcohol from Vanderplog. His blood alcohol content was 0.181. An individual operating a commercial vessel is considered intoxicated at a BAC of 0.04 or more. According to the plea deal, Vanderplog will also pay restitution in full to the victim. The restitution hearing will be held at a later date. Oregon's Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum has joined 15 other states and the city of New York in a lawsuit against the Trump administration to try to stop the elimination of food assistance for nearly 700,000 Americans. The new rule is set to begin in April. The SNAP program that provides food stamps is 100% funded by the federal government, but administrative costs are shared equally among the states. Rosenblum says the new ruling could affect almost 22,000 Oregonians. The lawsuit argues that the new rule violates the federal rulemaking process while it amends the law for arbitrary and capricious reasons and will raise health care and homelessness costs while lowering economic activity. Oregon joins New York, Washington, D.C., and 13 other states. If you love to sing and dance, your chance to do it on stage is right around the corner. Crow has announced auditions for Mary Poppins will occur this Monday and Tuesday at the Crow Center for Performing Arts on Highway 101. No experience is required. They're looking for actors from 3.5 years to 21 and over. Auditions will begin at 6:30 p.m. A character breakdown and audition requirements can be found at crowkids.com. Performances will be from April 17th through the 26th, and rehearsals will begin on January 27th. That's Coast Radio News for Friday, January 17th, 2020.